Talk Guthrie County. I'm Tom Hennessy. Today we're speaking with Dr. David Arnold from West Central Valley Superintendent. David, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, David, now with the new year in 2017, what's going on so far this year?
Well, just very active, of course. We have a lot of programs going on. Students are being involved. With the new year, I would like to think we're going to gain some more students so our budget can improve. That we always anticipate that. We hope that's going to be the case. But we're not planning on any big facility upgrades. We've done pretty much all of that we can do. But hopefully we'll just have a good spring, some good sports activities, and the students will continue to be successful.
I heard you had a school board meeting last night. Explain to me a little bit how that went.
Our board is a very solid team. They work for the students of the district. The board meeting itself was not very long. I mean, it's fairly short. It wasn't a long agenda. We were to have the auditors there, but they had to change till next month. We don't anticipate any big issues with the audit report for this year, so there should be a good session next month with them. We had a couple of requests from, like for example, by high school track person and cross country. They want to take the kids to Colorado for their semi-annual team building activity. The board did approve that. We only had one open enrollment request this month. That was for a kindergarten student, and that's those they can't turn down. We also reviewed some policies, updated a couple of policies, which is an ongoing process. So all in all, it was a very good meeting.
That's good. So what changes do you see happening early on this year? Any big activities or events really happening the first couple months?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just normal business. We have the Iowa assessments coming up here in early February. That's a major task, getting those achieved and accomplished in a timely manner, get them turned into the Iowa City so we can get the results back. But there's no major things that I can see in the future.
What are the big changes you want to see in terms of the school district this year and in for the future?
Well, just a continuation of maintaining the facilities. We do have some really nice facilities, but you got to maintain them. Concrete, for example, it's nice when it is brand new, but as we know, concrete will crack. So we might be replacing some sections of concrete. I would like to see the high school parking lot finished so we don't have any more gravel for the kids or for the patrons, because it does tend to wash out. Other than that, really, we don't have any big projects planned.
Okay, so what are you most excited about this year? This year in terms of how the school district is continuing to move forward? And
Sloss is going to retire at the end of the school year, so we're in the process now of getting candidates in and hopefully selecting the right person that will fill that ticket. So that will be a good change, very positive change, something that we haven't done for a long time.
All right, and how does West Central Valley impact the community? In what ways do you feel that you impact the community?
Well, I think we do our best to serve the community's needs. The education we provide should provide the community with good workers, kids that are competent and have a great work ethic. So I see those things improving. I would like to see maybe greater school-community work relationships as things develop within the community.
Right. This being a smaller school district, obviously, what do you think are the benefits of going to a smaller district rather than a bigger district?
Well, I think if the kids want to get involved, they can get involved. And that's compared to, I grew up in a large district, so I know there are limitations there. But within a small school district, we can address kids' needs faster, more specifically, and so they'll be more successful as they go along in their school years.
What do you see as do you see the school developing at all in terms of, you know, getting more kids coming to West Central Valley?
Well, I would like to think we would. We do have some housing units going in. Hopefully that will bring new parents and new families to the school district, And if that's the case, we do have room for them. We're looking forward to growth. And hopefully the new housing units will help that.
Yes, I noticed you guys have some nice playground equipment out there. When was that built in? Or
we had here at the Dexter building, we've had that over the past 6 years, a couple of sections each year. And we could always use more, but the kids like what they have, and they play very successfully on it. We're always looking to maintain that and maybe find some new equipment to add to each recess area.
And being the superintendent, you're obviously in charge of a lot. What's your favorite thing about being a superintendent?
Well, my role, I get to be superintendent and also elementary principal. So for me, it's getting to know the kids, working with the kids on a daily basis. So I get a closer working relationship with the staff. I enjoy that. I've been here almost the 13th year, and that's a big part of it, working with the kids, working with the staff on a daily basis.
That's it for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. We thank Dr. David Arnold for being with us today. For more information and news next, tune in to Rackham Valley Radio Network.